Okay, we will call the March 4th, 2026 Urban Renewal Meeting to order. Jessica, if you would take the roll, please.
Chairman Taylor Tibbetts.
Present.
Commissioner Greg McPherson.
Here.
Commissioner Amy Manguez. Commissioner Freddie Wheeler.
Here.
Okay, item number two, adoption of the agenda. If somebody would make a motion to adopt the agenda as published.
This is Commissioner Tibbetts. I'll move to adopt the agenda as published.
I guess I can
second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Item three, consent agenda. Expenses, approval of paid invoices to Elam Burke for attorney services, and meeting minutes and reports, approval of the URA meeting minutes from February 4th, 2026. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item four, officer elections. Per the bylaws, officer elections shall be held during the March meeting of each year. Terms are limited to 1 year and until their successor is duly elected and qualified. Administrator, secretary, and treasurer shall be the City of Kuna staff for administrative and support services agreement. That's why Amy was gone tonight. That dirty rat. I didn't even notice that part.
It was
of this.
Planned.
I, she knew what she was doing. Well, Mr. Tibbetts, do you want to remain as chair?
Well, I've appreciated the opportunity to serve as chair, but I'm happy to let somebody else have that opportunity if desired.
So it sounds like we should nominate Freddie because he's the only one of the us three that hasn't done it.
I'm donating time on the school board. I think that the chair should be. I think if anything, Greg would be nominated.
Dang.
So we have a nomination for Commissioner McPherson, Commissioner Tibbetts, and Commissioner Wheeler. I'll need a second on one of those, please.
I'll do it. I don't care. I'll do chair. It's fine.
Okay. Thanks, Greg. That's
yep.
Great.
I guess we need.
Well, I'll second the nomination for Greg McPherson to serve as chair.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
I guess aye.
Thank
you. Oh, yeah. Thanks. And then vice chair.
I do think that might be something that Commissioner Wheeler could handle.
Okay.
You can't second yourself.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. And
okay, and then I will note in the record here that we are reconvening the meeting for March 4th, 2026 at 6:12 p.m. with new chairman, Greg McPherson.
Oh, here I am. Okay. item five. Presentation of Fiscal Year 2025 Audit, Jared Impey.
Thank you, Commissioners. Jared Impey, City Treasurer. So before you, we have the audit report that our auditor, Bailey & Company, issued. And this was presented yesterday at the City Council. However, we want to also keep the Commission in the loop. So on page two of the report, in the first couple paragraphs, it states that they are issuing what's called an unmodified opinion. Essentially, that means in accountant speak that it's a clean opinion, and it gives many pages for reasoning on that. But essentially, they audited the numbers, and they also looked at our internal controls and our procedures for that to determine that opinion. Then following that, on page 5, there's several statements that they include in that. So first they have a balance sheet under full GAAP accounting standards. So with this you can see all outstanding liabilities that the URA has. Currently we have none, since we don't really have any liabilities aside from the occasional bill to Elam and Burke or another accounts payable item. And so as you can see, we have cash and cash equivalents of about $1.5 million that we've accumulated. We're estimating that property taxes will come in at about $631,000 for the fiscal year of 2026. As noted in that number, $631,000. We have interest receivable as well, and then a few other items. So the capital assets, that was just the plans that spell out how the Urban Renewal Agency is supposed to run over the 20-year period. And then the total net position of the URA is $1.7 million. So we continue to accumulate funds for future projects within the different regions, whether it's west or east. And then page six, that's just a reconciliation of the revenue. Then we have on page seven the balance sheet broken out. This is under governmental funds, so this is a different basis of accounting, so that's why it looks a little different. Under governmental standards, we have to provide different statements based off of different bases of accounting, so this is a simpler form that is really more user-friendly. And so this kind of breaks everything out, east and west, kind of which one has what cash and which one is expecting what property tax receivable. And so that's broken out. So basically the west will expect a $563,000 in property tax receivable for fiscal 26, and the east district $67,000. Those were numbers that were provided by Ada County at the, I believe it was September and then November months. And then later we have a reconciliation between the two different bases of accounting on page 8. And then page 9 we have just a simple profit and loss statement showing how the funds were used. So we had property taxes of about $615,000 combined for the fiscal year 2025. The West had about $515,000 in property taxes, and the East District had $67,000. You'll note that the East District, the property taxes are not expected to grow significantly in fiscal 26 since we haven't had that many physical structures built out there. And the West District is expected to increase slightly. Let's see, and then just the expenses that we have had, some administrative expenses that is city staff time, and then legal and professional, which are, there's some dues, and then there's the invoices to Elam and Burke on a monthly basis. And so then you see a fund balance combined of $1.5 million, and that's broken out between the east and west at $1.4 and $173,000. Page 10, you have reconciliation between the two different bases of accounting. So as you can see, under the governmental funds, the income is $603,000. But under the full GAAP accounting, it's $593,000. That's because we don't count depreciation in the governmental funds under the governmental form of accounting. So then you just have some notes. These are pretty generic. There's not a whole lot that they describe because there's not a lot going on. Let's see, probably the more interesting part is just the required supplementary information on page 17, in which it shows the budgeted amounts. So as you can see, the budget was about $574,000 for the West District, and we came in a little bit under. The reason for that is because it's really hard to budget in a URA for what that increment will be. The reason being is because we don't really have any idea of what the increment can be until Ada County provides that. It's not as predictive as the city property tax budget is, just because of the cities are based off of kind of a pretty standard formula that the legislature has provided for us. However, the urban renewal is a lot more volatile and isn't subject to the same restrictions. And so, as you can see, we're a little bit under on the revenue, but that's okay because we don't have any significant projects going on. And as you can see, under the capital outlay, we didn't have any, and no contingency was pulled. And we just had the legal and the administrative expenses for the West District, and then pretty similar on the East District on page 18. Let's see. And then there was a few other reports on internal controls and compliance, in which they made a few comments on internal controls, but essentially those were wrapped up within the city. So I think that's all I had. If there's any questions from the board, I'll stand for any questions.
Okay, thanks, Jared. Any questions for Jared?
No questions.
Okay. Then we will need to move to item 6, consideration to approve fiscal 2025 audit.
This is Commissioner Tibbetts. I'll move to approve the fiscal year 2025 audit. I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Item 7, public hearing, consideration of public comment on fiscal 2025 annual report. So, we now have a public hearing open. Is there anyone who would like to speak? Mr. Rockhill? No? No? Okay.
For the record, Chairman McPherson, Jessica Hall, Agency Secretary, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. We did provide a sign-up sheet for public comment, and there was nobody in attendance who wished to do so. Oh, yes. And I would also like to add that there was no written comments received after the notice for this public hearing. So nothing to involve in the record besides.
Very good. Okay, so we would actually need, don't we need to make a motion to close the public hearing on here? Doesn't have as many cheat sheets as our other ones, so making sure. No, it's fine. I just have to make sure I do it right. Okay, so we need a motion to close the public hearing, and then after that's done, one to accept the annual report.
This is Commissioner Tibbetts. I'll move to close the public hearing. I second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Then we need a motion to approve the 2025 annual report.
I move to approve the 2025 annual report. And this is Commissioner Tibbetts. I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 8. Wait, what was this other thing you gave me?
Chairman McPherson, as you move on to item 8 for the resolution, URA 01 6, I'd like to make note that there was a correction to Exhibit B.
That's right.
That has been provided to the chairman in attendance and anybody from the public who wished to come in and attend. And for those that are not present, I will read it into record. Exhibit B, which will be corrected on, or is part of the correct resolution for signature, is public notice stating as required by Idaho Code Section 50-20065C, the Urban Renewal Agency of the City of Cuna, Idaho has filed a report of its 2025 activities with the Office of the Cuna City Clerk and the Idaho State Controller. The report is available for inspection during business hours in the office of the Cuna City Clerk, 751 West 4th Street, Cuna, Idaho, 83634. The report is also available on the agency's website at a very long link. If you have any questions, please contact Agency Secretary Jessica Hall at 208-922-5546 or at jhall@cunaid.gov. Publication date is March blank 2026. That will be filled in as soon as I make that report to the state controller.
Perfect.
So that motion will be for approval or denial of resolution number URA-01-2026 with corrected Exhibit B.
Perfect. Anybody? Okay, I'll do it. I would move we approve resolution URA-01-2026 with the corrected link that Jessica provided for us.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, board questions or concerns, comments? Anybody?
None for me.
Nobody? Okay, well, with that, thank you all for coming or jumping online, and meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
June.